It's amazing the things that the Lord does today. And I think he's working in these last days. And as turmoil gets more turbulent in some areas, Psalm 83 war, which the Lord talked about, and we have so many things biblically speaking, and but God told us these things had come to pass. We know wars and rumors of wars, and that's what we're seeing. We have prophecies of a Russian invasion, and now we even have Christians and patriots and people, they're basically labeling us Russian spies, so to speak. This is the stuff, kind of rhetoric we're hearing. And it's almost eerie, similar to again Nazi Germany, where they labeled Jewish bankers, or it's a frightening place. But the Lord told us that these things would happen and these things would come, which is why I appreciate that we as Christians can gather together, still have a good time, and focus on the word of God in the midst of trial. Here's the thing, I stated this a little earlier, but we have Donald Trump, and I believe, or at least I'm hopeful, that he is not one of the globalists. With that in mind, I do think that economic turmoil could come under him, because they've really been waiting to let this thing go. We've got a bunch of bankers, and we're already on a topsy-turvy, kind of wave right now anyway. Now, if we also consider this, now this was put together by Michael Schneider at the Economic Collapse blog, who I love his stuff. But I want to share this list with you, but it's Michael Schneider's, it's not mine. But I find it absolutely fascinating, and it's 11 things that Donald Trump is going to inherit from President Obama and the prior administration. And let me just give you a quick idea. Number one, 7 out of every 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. That means two-thirds of the country is living paycheck to paycheck. Number two, Reuters is reporting that U.S. male investors are poised to lose billions of dollars as the retail apocalypse in this nation deepens. Billions, not millions, but billions. Three, credit card delinquencies have hit the highest levels that we have seen since 2012. Delinquencies. That's the third. Fourth, 35% of all Americans have a debt that is at least 180 days past due. These are not good signs. Number five, the rate of homeownership has fallen for 8 years in a row and is now hovering nearly a 50-year low. Number six, the total number of government employees outnumbers the total number of manufacturing employees in this country by almost 10 million. That means they're expanding government, giving government jobs. That's a bad thing. If government grows, exponentially, that means you've got government providing the jobs while you're sending the money back to the government from, these government positions. This is not a good place to sit, because our economy will go backwards. And we're just sitting at an awful place there. And we could hit recessions. And this is your more socialist style government when the government grows big. Number seven, the number of homeless people in New York City is at a record high. 20%, number eight, 20% of young adults live with their parents. 20%. But number nine, the household debt in the United States has reached a grand total of $12.3 trillion. Number 10, the amount of corporate debt in the US has doubled since 2007. And 11, when Barack Obama entered the White House, the government was $10.6 trillion in debt. Today, we're sitting at around $19 trillion. So what does that tell you about our economy? Again, we have, like I stated earlier, the bonds are low. They're at extremely low levels. And while our stock markets are increasing, we need to be aware of the bond market, because if one crash, the other will go crashing with it. That's just something that history has shown repeatedly. I mean, we got to look to history to figure out what's going to come in the future. But those are just a piece of the pie of our economy. And when you take a look at that whole picture, and the plans and the agendas of, people like George Soros, those pulling the strings, those doing stuff, it's just sickening to my stomach, because the church has gone far away from where they meet. I mean, it's disturbing, to see coloring, satanic coloring books in Florida, what was it last year, even make it to the point that they made it at, that they're going to, because one area is handing out Bibles, now they're going to hand out their satanic flyers. And since they made so much ground and stopped the Bibles from being distributed with their satanic coloring books, now, yeah. Okay, instead of the church should have handled that in another way. Instead of just backing out, it should have been more powerful, more through prayer. Christians should have came together. Yeah. But no, that didn't happen. They're like, okay, we won't do it either, and you won't do it, and that's the end of it. Ha ha. Well, that emboldened the Satanists. And so since then, they now are having black masses. They open up. You know, for in Detroit, they have their, you know, statue there.
Baphomet.
Yeah. And so we have the black mass going on in the after school programs. I was so upset by that. But the satanic churches are saying, satanic temple, excuse me, went in and they're like, we're going to do this after school program at these schools. And now they're not linked with the schools because I called and got out and talked
after school Satan. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, some of the people I talked to, a bunch of these schools on phone, and some of them were really rude. And so there's another key from the church giving it up, basically. And watching some of these black masses and stuff, it's sickening. I mean, they got, excuse it, but that's what it is. I mean, pig blood and menstrual blood, these kinds of nasty things that they're using at these ceremonies. And a lot of it is specifically targeted at Christianity because they say, we don't want Christianity here. So we're going to make it so horrendous that we get Christianity taken out. They use them for that. They use, I think the Super Bowl is one big pledge to Satan, so to speak, that the type of stuff that they're doing there. And I watched the Gothard Tunnel stuff. I did a whole report on that. That just made me sick to my stomach just to watch. But they had two ceremonies for that one, for quote, the rich and famous, you know, I call it all the elitists and whatnot, that was done indoors. That was a private one for higher up. And then they had one that was done outdoors. Now, why would they do this? Well, we know.
Right.
You know, it was a full-fledged ceremony to start with the upper ranks and then bring it out into the public and have everyone celebrate this ceremony together. And, you know, it's like, I know Anthony Patch had talked about, you know, portals with CERN and demonic portals. And that's what, you know, I think is going on here. I mean, they're really celebrating an opening to some kind of demonic level. And we know, biblically speaking, the book of Revelation talks about the bottomless pit opening. It talks about Satan and his minions getting kicked from heaven. So this stuff, it's going to go down, you know, during the tribulation period when we get there, but we're definitely seeing some of that come to play right now. Yeah. And I think God gives us that as a forewarning. Hey, look, this is coming. Be ready. I put out a few reports on this one and I got a lot of heat on the first one but you know, here's what it is. And I'm just, you know, straight as I can be. You know, when we see what happened in the past, when you know the end game of the enemy, when you've been studying these people for a while, you kind of see patterns and things. And so here's something that I'll say about Pizzagate. For starters, one thing that we cannot deny and we can't overlook, that Pizzagate did not get going viral and, you know, start becoming noticed. You know, there was hints of it, like minor levels before, but it didn't get noticed until shortly after, right around during November 8th, when Trump got elected. All of a sudden, you start hearing around this same period about Pizzagate hardcore. Also during that same time, you hear this attack from mainstream media saying alternative media is fake. And they start listing websites, InfoWars, Breitbart, Drudge Report even made it on there, you know, Zero Hedge, all these truther channels as fake news, knowing very well there are not fake news, but these are two things that happen at the same time. Now, when things like that happen, my alarm bells go up. And so, you know, I get to thinking there's a reason for this. And we know that they have been out to get alternative media for a while. They want to shut us down, quite frankly, because they're upset. The Washington Post, Post, the New York Post, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of them are mad because they're losing viewership. They're losing credibility because they are being exposed by channels like mine. Now, here's something else we cannot deny is also during this Pizzagate event and recently, maybe a couple days ago, the Gateway Pundit put out a report saying that AP, the Associated Press, was given information at a press meeting at an event that they had saying that anytime you associate alternative right, you know, truthers like my channel and others, if they're alt-right, that would mean Christian, conservative, patriotic, you're on the list. Okay, that's your alt-right, and that they are to be put in, labeled in a category the same as the Ku Klux Klan and Nazi Germany. He's basically labeling us violent. Now, all of this is at the same time Pizzagate is happening. So I started thinking, I said, look, there's a lot of stuff going on with Pizzagate. It's sickening, it's disturbing, and there is a lot of questionable events that need to be looked at by the FBI. Something is going on at Pizzagate, that's what I will say. And, you know, despite what is going on, I think many in the mainstream media know that there is something going on, but they don't care what's happening at Pizzagate. Number one, they've likely been told to shut their mouths about Pizzagate. And number two, they've also been told to use Pizzagate and say that it's that there's nothing going on at Pizzagate, that, you know, alternative media is fake. And look, their fake news is hurting real people. That was a report put out by the Washington Times. So now we have all of a sudden this war on alternative media and how alternative media hurts real people, and real people get their lives in danger because the store owner got death threats. I believe he got beat up, something to that effect. And right now that's the fault of fake media, which is actually real media. So there's a game here. They're using Pizzagate as a sort of false flag. And when I say false flag, I'm not saying that nothing's happening and it's all fake. No. What I'm saying is there's something going on at Pizzagate, and they're using it, whether the events are transpiring or not, doesn't matter. The media doesn't care. They are going to use it to attack their opposition. That's you, that's me, that's all of us. Hopefully that makes sense. It's kind of hard to, when I was trying to spit it out in words, but it definitely is. It's questionable, it's sick, it's disturbing. I have kids of my own, and after looking at the pictures, looking at the videos, it just makes my stomach turn. But they're, either way, the media probably knows what's going on. It is purposefully ignoring it. They might be in on it, we just don't know. But nonetheless, they're using this to label, and I think Christianity and anybody on the alt-right.